The Tom Woods Show, episode 2094.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey folks, Tom Woods here. Don't forget you can get one of my books in audiobook format for free. So that includes my book, Real Descent, which is narrated by me. My New York Times bestseller, Meltdown on the Financial Crisis of 2008, featuring a foreword by Ron Paul, Nullification, and others. Just head over to tomwoodsaudio.com, sign up for Audible, and if you decide you don't want Audible, you get to keep the free audiobook they give you anyway. tomwoodsaudio.com. Hi, everybody. Tom Woods here. We're joined today by Dr. Paul Brown, who is a former U.S. congressman from Georgia, who is seeking to return to the U.S. Congress this year. And he wants to talk about the kinds of topics that are not talked about as much as they should be, we'll put it that way, like the Federal Reserve, but also about seeing what we can do to hold somebody, anybody, to account for what happened with all the COVID craziness. So I'm glad to welcome him to the show, to yet another episode of the Tom Woods Show that I will not be releasing on YouTube. Dr. Brown, welcome to the show.
Tom, I'm so glad and so honored to be with you and all your listeners. You know, I've known each other for a good period of time, and I'm just so excited and honored to be with you today.
I appreciate that. And of course, we met under very favorable circumstances in Ron Paul's office years ago. I gave a presentation there, and he had gigantic shrimp. For some reason, I still remember the giant shrimp that he brought in for that event. But so
Tommy did that in your honor. Normally, he just had sandwiches for us. But when you were there, he brought in those giant shrimp. We were like, I was hoping that you'd come back. But if you remember, he just had a handful of us true liberty-loving, constitutional type of members of the House to come and meet folks like you. And we were just thrilled to have you there. And it was an extra blessing to have those shots railed with you when you were there.
Well, it was a pleasure all around. So let's talk about your background, first of all. You're Dr. Brown. What kind of a doctor are you?
I'm a family practitioner. I do general medicine, general practice. I actually have been doing house calls since June of 2002. Even did house calls when I was in Congress. I had to get Nancy Pelosi's permission, of all things, because she was the speaker at the time. But I still continue to see patients. And I got also back in the Navy Reserve as a general medical officer. I did that because I'm a U.S. Marine. I wanted to be deployed. I was deployed to Afghanistan. I was over there in 2012, deployed as a general medical officer while I was in Congress. I was over there taking care of sick and injured Marines and soldiers. And then when I did not win the U.S. Senate Republican primary here in Georgia in 2014, went back to doing house calls full time. And that's what I do now. And I hope and pray that the people of Georgia and the Lord will send me back to Washington so I can go back. This Marine can get back in the trenches to try to get this country back on the course that our founding fathers gave us in with the U.S. Constitution as it was intended. So that's exactly what I'm all about and what I'm going to do when I get there.
When you left, did you anticipate coming back?
Well, I was running for the U.S. Senate, and so I was hopeful that I would be elected to that position.
But I mean, after that happened, did you think, well, maybe I'll just go back to my private life? Or were you always thinking one way or another, I'm getting back there?
Well, no, I really thought I was out of politics. And so when I left Congress in January of 15, I really threw all the stuff away and then had a bunch of folks several different times come and ask me to run again for Congress, which I did a couple of times in a district that I had already represented in 9 of the 20 counties in that race. I had moved into that district, so I had a different residence. I did not win. I don't know why the Lord didn't get involved like he did in the previous race in 2007 when I won a special election. But that's all up to the Lord. So we moved down into the Democratic Communist Republic of Athens, Georgia. And my wife found a house in Athens that she just couldn't live without. We moved it back down here almost 2 years ago now. And I believe the Lord moved us back down here so I could win this Georgia 10 congressional race. And Tom, I've already represented 100% of the counties that are in the newly drawn Georgia 10. Got tremendous support, name recognition. We just need to have the financial resources to get our message out. As a family doctor, I can't self-fund But once we have the resources to get a message out, I'll win this race and be back in the trenches fighting for constitutionally limited government like I did previously. A lot of your listeners may not know, but I was rated as the very most conservative member of the entire U.S. House of Representatives when I was there. And the reason for that is I used four questions in determining how I was going to vote on any legislation. All four questions had to be yes for me to vote yes. The first one is it moral and right? Second, is it constitutional according to the original intent? Third, do we need it? Fourth, can we afford it? Normally, I didn't get past the first two, but occasionally I got into the third and fourth. But most times, I didn't get past the first two because Republicans, even conservative Republicans, aren't constitutional. And frankly, the American people need to stand up and demand a different kind of governance. And as the new U.S. Congressman for Georgia 10, I'm going to try to spark a revolution in the ballot box. We've got to change this government. We've got to go back to the principles that our founding fathers gave us in the U.S. Constitution as they intended. And as now Clarence Thomas and my friend, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, they're the only ones on the court that truly believed in constitutionally limited government. And I'm a Marine. I'm trying to get deployed back to Washington to fight for liberty, fight for the future of this nation, to try to save it from the globalists and from the big government Democrats and Republicans.
All right, let's get into some specifics. Can I assume you have at least a passing acquaintance with Governor Kemp?
Oh, I knew him before he ever got into politics. He's from Athens, Georgia, where I grew up. Yes, definitely. I've known Brian Kemp before he ever ran for office. Actually, he won my dad's former seat in the 46th state senatorial district. So, yes, I've known him for a long time.
Okay, because he got in a little trouble with Donald Trump because he, quote unquote, opened too early or whatever the heck, as if there was some scientifically precise moment when you were supposed to let people eat in restaurants again. What was your impression of that situation?
Well, I think as far as COVID, he's done as decent of a job as he could do. He has a doctor who's head of the Georgia Department of Public Health, Dr. Kathleen Toomey. And Dr. Toomey's going to follow whatever Dr. Fauci says and whatever the CDC says. Dr. Fauci, as far as I'm concerned, he ought to be in prison or at least tried for murder. Everybody should have their day in court. And I can tell you, as a medical doctor, as a scientist, Dr. Fauci has not been utilized in true science. He's been used in fake science and a political agenda to shut this economy down. And Dr. Toomey will follow whatever Dr. Fauci and CDC says. Also, I think Dr. Fauci ought to be tried for treason. He has been collaborating and conspiring with the Chinese Communist parties that are enemies of America. They're economic enemies of America. They're military enemies of America. The definition of treason is conspiring and collaborating with our enemies. And Tom, I have a unique opportunity. When I was in Congress, I chaired the Science Investigations Committee. I get my seniority back, which means that I have a very real opportunity to get that gavel back. When I get that gavel back, I will hold hearings. I'm going to entitle those hearings, America Deserves to Know the Truth About COVID, because we're not being given the truth from Dr. Fauci and from all the government bureaucrats, the deep state. President Trump, Brian Kemp have been following whatever the scientists tell them, but the scientists are not basing their recommendations on true science. It's all a political agenda. It's all a farce. We should never, ever have shut the economy down and shut America down. They have caused so much damage in this country. We are going to have hearings to let the American people know the truth so that we never, ever have this happen again. I can tell you as a medical doctor, we should not have shut the economy down the first time. Dr. Fauci is just so full of lies and distortions and fake science. I was seeing patients back in November, December of 2019 that I'm convinced had COVID. And he still says it happened in late February of 20. We're going to look into the whole thing, the virus or viruses, and there's evidence there may be more than one. And if there is more than one, that means that they've been purposely released on America. I don't know, but we're going to find out. We're going to look into Dr. Fauci and his collaboration with the Chinese Communist Party, the Wuhan lab. Now it's We were finding out from the State Department that there are viral labs in Ukraine that are doing this enhanced function types of research. There's only one reason to do enhanced function, and that's to develop biological warfare agents. And Fauci's been right in the heart of that as well. We're going to out him for all of what he has been doing. We're going to look in the shots, which are not vaccines. We're going to look in the science of the shots. We're going to look at the mask and the mask mandates. We should never have had mask mandates anyway, because all these masks, unless you use an N95 mask that's properly fitted on the face, people I see all the time wearing N95s and that are not properly fitted, and they're just as useless as all these other masks. All of this has been a political agenda to take Trump out, which they were very successful in doing. Now they're all about trying to control the American people, make the American people do whatever the federal government tells them to. And it's all about an effort to make this a socialist, Marxist, progressive, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing, type of government where the American people lose their liberty and freedom. And it must not ever happen again. And I'm a U.S. Marine, and I'm going to be back in the trenches fighting to make sure this never, ever happens again. And I need the American people to come alongside with me, help me financially. Go on my website, paulbrown.com. It's paulbrown.com/donate, and donate and help me get back to Washington so this Marine can go to fight for liberty and freedom and the future of this nation and constitutional limited government. So it's got to stop, and we've got to put this country back on the right course. We've got to restore America to being the world's greatest economic power and the world's strongest military power. And the globalists, like that, are Republicans and Democrats alike, are destroying it. The deep state's destroying it. And I'm eager to go try to spark a revolution at the ballot box so we can take this country back.
All right, let's talk about actually
having
hearings.
Sorry to be so passionate.
No, you should hear me.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what I want to know is, I think there are a lot of Republicans now who feel like the Republican Party will just let this all dissipate and forget about it, and no one will be held accountable. I mean, that's a virtual certainty, it seems, given the way the Republican Party has been. Most of them have been terrible during this. The fact that we can name all the good Republicans on this is almost all you need to know. But let's say you decide to have these hearings and you really are going to try to do your best to get to the truth and hold people accountable. Tell me people you would want to come testify. And they would be both friends and foes, I would assume.
Well, I haven't put together the list of people as of now. I've been following and working with the frontline physician groups. We've got a lot of scientists, the ones who have developed this technology that's in the shots. The shots is genetic engineering. They're not vaccines at all. We'll call the experts. We'll call the viral experts. We'll look at the viruses purely from a scientific database. We'll look at how the chains of amino acids and proteins are put together. We'll look at the shots and the true origin of the shots. We'll look at the true origin of the virus, which is undoubtedly it came from the Wuhan lab, which is the Chinese Communist Party viral warfare lab. And Fauci's been working with them. We know that fairly clearly, but we're going to get the evidence. And frankly, if we get the evidence, as I think we will, I'm going to refer Dr. Fauci and anybody else for actually prosecution. I, as a physician, have been prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine to my patients. I have yet to have one go to the hospital. Fauci and the FDA have actually outlawed physicians like me from using it. We have doctors all over this country, pharmacists all over this country, that have been dispensing those two drugs, which is safe. They've both been on the market for decades and decades. But Fauci got the FDA to say that it's an inappropriate treatment. Hospitals who own physician practices, as well as the hospitals themselves, are not allowing physicians to use these medicines. And people are dying, Tom, because of Fauci and the FDA. It's got to stop. We need to let physicians be physicians and prescribe life-saving drugs. I, as well as many doctors, even here in Georgia, have a potential of having our medical license removed by the Georgia State Board of Composite Medical Examiners just for saving people's lives. And the truth needs to get out. And I'm going to work hard to get it out for the American people so this never happens again.
And by the way, that is a central thing. It's not enough to say, all right, we've removed a lot of these restrictions. For example, in New York City, they're not guaranteeing that this is all over. They're saying, well, we've suspended it. You never know what we might have to do in the future. The city can never possibly recover if they have this cloud of uncertainty about the future hanging over their heads. So what you're saying is very important, that we not just get rid of the crazy nonsense, but that we have some reason to believe that it cannot or will not happen again in the future. Now, if it were me and I were calling people, certainly Fauci's at the top of the list, but I would also want to hear from Francis Collins at NIH, and I would ask him about the emails where he basically was urging people to take down the academics who were saying that lockdowns were a bad public health strategy and we shouldn't do it. Francis Collins urged people to go on the attack against them instead of engaging them. I want to hear from him. And then I would bring those people, maybe even let them confront Francis Collins, Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford, John Ioannidis of Stanford also, possibly Martin Kulldorff, until recently of Harvard Medical School. There are some names, big, big, hefty academic names on our side. Harvey Risch of the Yale School of Public Health has to be there also. Trust me, you'll get a lot of recommendations for this.
Okay, well, I'm absolutely, and you're correct, and all those people are right at the top of my list. The list is too long, Tom. I foresee these hearings, as often as we can get them scheduled, I foresee them taking maybe 2 years to go through the whole process. I'm going to start with Dr. Fauci, and then we're going to go from there, as well as the head of NIH, the CDC, and FDA, and then we'll go from there.
The thing is, he's a weasel, Dr. Fauci. You know, he's like nailing jelly to a wall. You confront him and he dances and maneuvers. So I would want to make sure that the questions, let's get them vetted by like 10 people, you know, so that we close every possible loophole, every possible escape hatch, and just force that guy to answer questions.
Absolutely. In fact, I would be very honored to have my friend Tom Wood be in that process to help me in that, get the proper people on board. So if you'll help me.
Oh, I can do it. I can do it. And we'll do it secretly. You don't have to tell anybody I'm involved. You and I will be our secret.
Well, I'd be honored to have you help, Tom.
All right. So let's talk about other issues. It's funny the way, funny, not ha-ha, funny as in curious, the way COVID was everywhere and then suddenly Ukraine has eclipsed it completely. So what is your impression of the situation right now, how the Biden administration is handling it? And what would you be urging if you were in the U.S. Congress?
Well, I'd be very vocal. I tell you what, I'm disgusted with Republicans because they don't seem to have a backbone, Tom, and they don't seem to have another piece of the male anatomy, and I have both. I'm a U.S. Marine. I'm a fighter for liberty, and I'm going to fight for liberty. And the thing is, this whole COVID agenda by the federal government, they're all part of the deep state. They're all part of an effort to try to control the American people and take our liberty and freedom away. And I would be very vocal. I'd be going to the floor of the House over and over again. Let me make a projection right now and just mark my words, what I'm fixing to say. Dr. Fauci and company are going to discover or have another virus that they'll call basically a mutation of this original virus. By the way, there's evidence that the viruses that we have now are not mutations. They're separate viruses. And if that is true, then that means absolutely that these viruses have been purposefully released. We're looking at all that too. But I'm going to just stand on the truth. We're going to look at all these issues from a scientific basis. I would have been there screaming at the top of my lungs from the very beginning if I had been there 2 years ago. These masks that Fauci had brought upon the American people are useless. The virus can go right through these cloth masks, even these blue face surgical masks that people are wearing. And only masks that really will prevent the spread, as I've already mentioned, are the N95, but they have to be tailor fitted around the face so that there are no gaps. The virus goes right through all these masks. Tom, I've seen people driving here in Athens, Georgia. Of course, it's a very liberal city where the University of Georgia is. But I've seen people driving down the road by themselves in their vehicle, wearing a mask and a face shield. The American people are petrified, and they're petrified because of this lying weasel, Fauci that has fostered his political agenda to try to remove Trump initially. That's what he and Bill Gates, his buddy, were all doing. And I'm sure all this was pre-planned. In fact, if you look historically back a few years before all this started, Dr. Fauci was publicly saying that we're going to have a viral pandemic of the world. Well, he knew, or I believe he knew, but we'll find out. Everybody's due their day in court. We're going to find the evidence, and you got to base everything on evidence. But I believe all this has been purposeful by Dr. Fauci and company. And I would be looking and gathering up all that information. I'd be getting quotes. I'd be personally talking to that list of people that you have just talked about. And I would be going to the floor of the U.S. House and talking about this. Actually, if you think about it, Dr. Fauci, Tom, at the very beginning of all this, said there's no reason to have mask mandates. Well, he tripped over himself, and just a few days later, he said, oh, we've got to have these mask mandates. We've got to shut the economy down. We've got to shut America down. We've got to shut the elections down. We've got to all do this by absentee ballots. Why? Just to get rid of Trump. In fact, early February 2020, I put on my public Facebook page, I think it's Paul Brown for GA, and I invite people to go there and be a follower there. But I put on my public Facebook page, it said, mark my words, Dr. Fauci, the deep state, the liberal press, and the Democrats are going to find some way to destroy our economy to prevent President Trump from being reelected. And that's before all this happened. And that's when the whole viral issue started raising its ugly head. Like I say, I've been treating patients by 3 months, 4 months at that time that I believe had COVID. And I'm not a soothsayer by any means, but it was just scientifically evident to me and politically to me what was happening. And so I would be very, very vocal, standing on true science on all this.
Hey everybody, let's take just a minute to remind you that there are so many things that people can struggle with, like anxiety and depression and stress and relationship issues, and they afflict us for so long and so regularly that we come to assume that this is just part of life, that there's nothing we can do about this. This is just our fate. In fact, we're so caught in it that the very question of whether it could be avoided, whether there's anything that could be done about it, sometimes doesn't even cross our minds. Well, Woods is here to tell you that there is help in the form of our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will figure out exactly what it is you need, match you up with a licensed professional therapist who specializes in what you need. It's convenient, professional, and affordable. You can check out the ton of testimonials on their website. And by the way, just in case they don't fix you up with your perfect therapeutic match, they'll get you another one. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/woods. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/woods. Other than foreign policy and the aftermath of COVID, what do you think is on Americans' minds where you offer something that's fresh and different?
Well, this inflation that everybody across the country is suffering from is being caused in a large part by the debt that's been created, frankly, by both political parties. When I was in Congress, I personally passed more spending cuts into law than any other member of Congress. And then I joined with just a small handful of fiscally conservative Republicans, and we grew a whole army that forced John Boehner and company. We literally cut discretionary spending by hundreds of billions of dollars. Sadly, all those spending cuts have been rescinded. And very sadly, they've been rescinded by Republicans when we had the presidency and Republican control of both the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. We've got to stop this out-of-control spending. I was rated as the most fiscally conservative member of the entire U.S. House of Representatives because of what I did. In fact, me and just two other people started the whole process to try to stop the earmarking process. And we got that done. More members of Congress, House and Senate, have gone to prison because of earmarking. That's been reinstated as well. They've made a few little changes to it, but it's still causing a marked growth in the size of government. It's also causing a marked growth in our debt. It's just totally unsustainable. I introduced the strongest balanced budget amendment to the Constitution that any congressman has introduced, and I'll reintroduce that. I work to send powers back to the states or to the people. In fact, one of my big bills that I introduced, which was hard to write, actually, took me 2 years. It's called the Department of Education Elimination Act. We need to eliminate the Department of Indoctrination, otherwise known as the Department of Education. Let's keep those dollars here. Let's let teachers teach. Let's pay our teachers more and stop spending money on these federal bureaucrats that are indoctrinating our kids. Still, Common Core is out there, and they're still forcing that. Now, critical theory and critical race theory, which are tools of the Marxists to try to destroy our country, destroy liberty and freedom in our free enterprise system. And those things have to be to stop. And I'm going to reintroduce that bill. We've got to stop this woke military. Frankly, I think that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs needs to be court-martialed, and so does the Secretary of State. In fact, I'd like to even court-martial, and literally court-martial, the commander-in-chief, because just for what they did in Afghanistan, knowing that what they were going to do is going to cause people to die, but they're destroying the military. And they're part of the group of people that are trying to make us a one-world governmental controlled body where the UN or whatever might follow it is actually a greater political power over the United States than our own government. It's, all this has got to stop. Those are the kind of things that I did before, and those are the kind of things I'll do again. And plus, we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. In fact, Ron Paul, my good friend, where you and I met, when he left to run for president, he gave me his audit Fed bill. I passed it in the U.S. House, actually with a huge bipartisan vote. But it was one of a trio of bills that were all companions that I introduced all at the same time. I'll reintroduce all three. One is audit the Fed. The second one is get rid of the Fed. We need to get rid of it, go to a gold and silver standard for the government to be in a gold and silver standard. And those are the three bills I'll reintroduce when I get back there.
Tell everybody again what your website is.
It's paulbrown.com, PaulBrown. It's a U instead of a W. My family, Tom, either can't spell or can't pronounce, but it's paulbrown.com. And if they want to go directly to the link to donate, then go on paulbrown.com/donate. There's a little video at the top of that that introduces me to folks. I invite people to share that link and encourage people to look at the video, encourage people within their sphere of influence to ask people, just say, like I hear all across Georgia 10, I hear people come up to me and say, Dr. Brown, we need you back in Washington now more than ever. This Marine's eager to go fight for liberty, fight for constitutional limited government, stand up to the globalists, stand up to the big government politicians, Republicans and Democrats alike, and try to get this country back on the right track that our founding fathers gave us. We've got to put those principles that went into the U.S. Constitution that our founding fathers believed so firmly in. They're basically biblical principles, and we've got to restore those biblical principles as the governing force of our nation. No matter what kind of religious beliefs you have, you'll benefit from having those biblical principles put back in place. All of us will benefit it because only through those principles do we truly have personal liberty and freedom.
Well, Paul, best of luck to you. I appreciate your time today. Can you just describe before we go, is this an open seat? What kind of opposition are you facing? Just a last word about that.
Yeah, Tom, it is an open seat. The congressman that followed me in Georgia 10 is now running for a different political job. It's 2-1 Republican, so a Democrat cannot win. The primary, which is on May 24th, will be the primary and the primary runoff will be the election. The runoff is on June 21st. Here in Georgia, you have to have 50% plus one to win. So I've got four self-funders in this race. As a family doctor, I can't self-fund. I'm just dependent on people who love this country, who love America, who love liberty and freedom, who want to see America being restored as the world's greatest economic power and the world's strongest military power to help me out with the financial contribution. I'll win this as soon as we have enough financial resources to get our message out. And so I hope all of our listeners will join me. So please contribute. And most of all, I greatly appreciate people praying that the Lord lifts me up and that the Lord opens up a flood of financial contributions to our campaign so we can win. It's paulbrown.com or paulbrown.com/donate. And it's BROUN, PAULBROUN. Tom, I get so fervent about this. You asked me some questions that punched my butt. And I apologize for getting so riled up and fervent about this. But man, I'm a Marine. I'm ready to go fight for liberty and freedom, and we're losing it. And it's no time to sit back and be a wuss. I ain't going to be one. I am not one. And I'm ready to go fight for liberty and for the future of this nation, for our grandchildren's grandchildren's future.
Well, Paul, thanks again very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, my friend. God bless you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your listeners. And for Liberty, I appreciate you.
All right, everybody, before we go, a couple things. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about business schools. You think business schools, well, they're kind of an exception to the rule, right? There's some normality in business schools. And to some degree, that is correct. And as a matter of fact, a lot of Austrian school economists are finding that they're more welcome in business schools than they are in economics departments. But at the same time, there are still a lot of fallacies being circulated there. We're going to take those head on in tomorrow's episode. But also before we go, I want to let you know about an old friend of the Tom Woods Show who has a site that may be of help to some of you fledgling podcasters. It's the GSD Network. The GSD Network offers full-service podcast, video, and audiobook production services. So basically, if it involves hitting a button that says publish, they can help you. So podcast, video, audiobook production services, all can be handled. So to make an inquiry, go to gsd.network. And he means GSD to stand for getting stuff done. But it's gsd.network. I'll link to that at tomwoods.com/2094. And remember, you can get a shout out if you're thinking of starting a website. Make sure you go to tomwoods.com/publicity to find out how you can get a free little shout out from me, and also, which gets you some nice free traffic, but also some free resources from me and membership in my private bloggers group where we all help each other. So get the details about that at tomwoods.com/publicity, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.